Welcome back, everyone, to Your Boy Was Out podcast by Phil from Tweenerhead Tennis. Today, we have a very special interview for you guys today. It's almost like a part one of a part two Auburn tennis players interviews. Today, we have junior NCAA singles finalist, NCAA double semifinalist, DJ Bennett from Auburn University. It was really great to have her on, so shout out to Auburn for allowing us to have this interview with her. We talk about her experience on court, what it was like to make the NCAA singles finals, what it was like to have one of the best weeks of her tennis career, and we're very excited to have her on to talk about it. She went through a lot going through knee injuries, and we can't wait to see what more she can do in college tennis and hopefully pro tennis as well. She's currently ranked number 2 in the singles rankings, and we can't wait to see what more she can achieve with this program. Now, before you guys do enjoy this interview, today's podcast is sponsored by Universal Tennis Power Subscription. Not only do you get to see a more detailed number to see where you stack up against your opponents and other players on the UTR Sports website, but you also get power perks. Includes 30% off Tennis Warehouse, 30% off Total Pickleball, 35% off the UTR Shop, 25% off Diadem, $30 off Whoop, and 20% off Print, and so much more. If you are interested in that and you're interested in supporting the podcast and the YouTube channel, make sure to check out the link in the description and the bio of this podcast. And without further ado, here is our interview with Auburn junior, number 2 ranked player in the ITA rankings, DJ Bennett. DJ, thank you again for joining us. I really do appreciate it. Thank you to Jordan and Riley from Auburn to allow me to do this interview. DJ just coming out of the athletic training room, so it's good to have her fresh off practice and ready to talk about some tennis.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Where do we start with you? NCAA singles finalist, top 10 in the rankings, top 20 for doubles. Is this... what did you expect coming into this year? Did you expect this kind of success immediately?
No, not at all. I honestly, I didn't really have any expectations, just with everything being so new, all the coaches and the team and everything. It was just such a big change from last year. Mm-hmm. So I came into the new year just trying to enjoy it, in my last 2 years of college tennis. And I mean, everything worked out for the better. So everything's been going really well. So, yeah.
Is this been, when you came into college, did you see yourself here? Or what's your definition of having a successful college career? Because I feel like a lot of people would say that what you've accomplished so far is like the pinnacle of what they ever could imagine. Or was there a goal you set out when you first stepped onto Auburn's campus?
My ultimate goal when I first got to college was I wanted to become an All-American. So to accomplish that this year really meant a lot to me. But everything else on top of that was just an added bonus. And, each year has gotten like a little bit better too. So mm-hmm. Coming in like my freshman year playing 3 and 4 after not playing in the fall and doing well in the lineup there. And then my sophomore year, you know, like doing well, moving up in the lineup a little bit. It's been like a sort of gradual process, but it's been better every single year. So, yeah.
What do you think's been is there something that you've learned along the way that's kind of contributed to your success in that way?
I would say just to enjoy living in the moment, really. I mean, okay. I think for me, I put a lot of pressure on myself. Mm-hmm. Do well and to do better each year, and I kind of got caught up in that a little bit, especially last year, with trying to do better than I did the year before. Mm-hmm. And I think what I've learned a lot this year is just to enjoy it while I have it right now rather than trying to worry about everything else. So yeah.
did you learn that in college, or is there something that you learned before playing college tennis? Because I feel like that's such a mature mindset to have already, and you not even being in your final year in college. I feel like it would take someone 4 or 5 years to kind of figure that out. But if you figure that out now, how have you been able to accomplish that?
I mean, just with everything that I've been through in college, everything that's happened in my college career has been an insane roller coaster. So,
That's fair.
just having gone through all of those experiences has kind of taught me that. And the people that I surround myself with, like my parents and my friends and the new coaches and everything, I don't want to leave college having like taken it for granted. So, yeah.
For you too, it's talk to us about your goal or mindset going into NCAAs. If we were to revisit that experience for you, was that what was if you were to determine like a placeholder for success during that tournament, what would you say would have been your typical or like what was your original goal going into it?
To be an All-American. That's what I wanted away
That's
from that
it.
tournament. That was it. Yeah. Because when I made it last year, I like barely squeaked into the draw. So I also got like a tough first round when I played my sophomore year. So honestly, like anything better than losing first round for me. And yeah, like once I got past my first round, then I was like, okay, I want to become an All-American for sure. So that was the goal for that tournament, and then I just kept winning. So
It just kept snowballing into the effect of like,
yeah.
oh look, we're an All-American. Oh look, we're an NCAA singles finalist. Oh look, here we are,
Exactly.
top 10 in the rankings.
Yeah.
It really just keeps going.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, for sure.
during that week too, how do you like to be coached on court? If you were to describe the way Jordan or some of your assistants act towards you, what's one thing that you look for from your coach to kind of help you or information that helps you provide success?
For me, just trying to keep me calm in a way. I kind of like freak myself out a little bit whenever I'm
Okay.
playing, especially if things get tight. So, just yeah, having the coaches try and like keep me calm and like focused on the next point rather than like if things aren't going my way, focusing on what happened in the past. That's something that I'm like still learning to try to
Yeah,
do,
of course.
and improve on. But yeah, and just being positive. I had a lot of negativity in my first few years of college, so
Okay,
just
that's fair. That's fair.
yeah, just anything positive.
Is it?
That's all. I don't ask for much,
I
but
don't ask for much. Does that like include like them saying a joke or like being lighthearted when during a changeover? Or does that mean like actually saying something positive about your game?
it depends on the coach. Like with Jordan, he cracks a lot of jokes on the changeovers, and it
Okay.
makes it a lot more fun. But like, I haven't really had Pete on my court, but
Okay.
with Val, that's not really the vibe with Val. With Val, it's just more like, here you go, like you got this, you can do this,
Straightforward, gotta stay focused. Okay.
Jordan's more of like he says some crazy stuff, but it's
Can
great.
you
It
give us one of those things that is probably parental guidance, PG, that is allowing you to share this information, or is there none of that that we can just even put in here?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh,
I don't know.
crap. Damn
No,
it.
not one that I can think of that would be
That's
appropriate.
fair. Okay.
But
That's fine.
yeah,
That's fine.
there are a few that I have engraved in my brain that like I still think about on the practice court just once in a while. I'll be like, I can't believe he did that. But it's so funny. It's great. I love having him on my court.
That's awesome. But that's what you want in a coach, right? That's what you kind
Yeah,
of
for sure.
expect from a head coach, especially one that's just joining a program. And it that must have been hard for you and your teammates to kind of get adjusted to. Or was it,
Yeah.
did you know Jordan beforehand?
Well, like before he got to Auburn, we had only played against him. And I don't really remember, like, he remembers me, but I don't really remember him from whenever we played A&M in the years before. But it was definitely an adjustment, but in like a really positive way. Like to have him and Pete come in, it was just like a complete 180 from what we had before. So yeah, I mean it was an adjustment, but it was in like the best way possible.
Is he what's the one piece of advice he's given you so far that's kind of stuck with you besides the inappropriate jokes? One that one that's that one that's like that we can share and that's nice and positive and not getting anyone in trouble type of vibe.
Oh gosh.
Really, there's not that
I
many.
can't really
There's
pinpoint like one specific thing, but I mean, one thing that I've learned from him is just like coming in with the same attitude every single day. I mean, he comes into practice every single day. He's always the same, like always positive, you know. We ask him like, "Oh, hey Jordan, how are you?" He's always like, "Best day of my life." Like that's his thing. He's always
That's,
like,
I
"It's the
love
best day of
that.
my life." Yeah, so I think if I could take one thing from him, it would be that, just like try and come in with like the same attitude, same energy every single day. Yeah.
Awesome. Sorry, my headphones just cut out for a second. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, it's okay.
I say the same thing when people ask me the, I think it's just a positive mindset to have. It's like, how are you doing? It's like living, just making my way through.
Yeah.
And it's just staying positive. It's like best day ever. Like you always have to have that kind of mindset in it. And
Yeah, for sure.
I think there was also something that I may have heard. Is there an inside joke about when Jordan wears orange?
Yeah.
What is that inside information that we may learn about him?
Well, his thing is he always wears orange on orange during
Oh,
our practices. So it's like
interesting.
orange, yeah, orange, orange shorts, orange shirt. And for he doesn't do that for matches. He always wears blue on blue for matches, but for practice it's always orange on orange for some reason. And there was like a meme going around about like pumpkins. It was like on TikTok a few months ago. So like it was like anything orange that we saw, it was like pumpkin. So we call him pumpkin. And that was like the whole thing. And even through NCAAs, my doubles partner Ava, she made a sign for like my finals match, and one of them like had a big pumpkin drawn on it, and everyone was like, "What does that mean?" Yeah, that's what it meant. It was for Jordan, for his orange on orange outfits every single day.
That's pretty impressive that he can take a joke like that so early on that he's still willing to work with you guys.
Yeah, no, it's like we give it to him, and he gives it to us right back. It's like it's yeah,
So is that like
playful
a
banter. It's good.
yes, playful banter. That's the best
Yeah.
way of putting it. And
Yeah.
I like for your teammates too, how do you what's one thing that you do kind of now as one of the I would say one of the leaders of the team, how do you initiate bringing in that kind of attitude or how did you see do you see first of all, let me just rephrase all of my words. Do you see yourself as a leader?
I do. Yeah. I've kind of pictured myself as one, even like when I first got to college. I don't like to say it this way, but I feel like it's just kind of sort of the vibe that I give off in a way. And yeah, I try to lead by example. That's like I try to, you know, work my hardest every single day, like do everything that I can to be the best tennis player, the best person, the best student, you know, like the best everything that I can be. I'm sort of like a perfectionist in that way. So I'm trying to be like, I try to be the best at everything. And so I give my everything in whatever I do. And I think that for especially the younger girls on the team, it helps to have that sort of like example to follow.
Is it hard to set the standard every day? And I mean, and you've said like you came into college, you see yourself as a leader, you hold yourself to the stand, you uphold the standard with your teammates. Is that difficult for you to maintain all the time?
It is for sure. I mean, I definitely have my days where I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. I don't want to do this today. You know what I mean? Like any other normal person. But that's also something that I'm still trying to get better at is, you know, like bringing that same thing every single day, even when I like don't really want to. Yeah. So, but yeah,
It's
for the most part, I really try. But there are some
that's
days where I'm just like,
That's the title of this video. I just try.
I should try.
That should just be the headline of this entire chat. It's really hard kind of putting that pressure on you. And you mentioned that you're somewhat of a perfectionist. If I was to go broader to ask, do you think you have to play perfect tennis every day in order to win? Ooh.
I would like to say yes, but like I know the
Oh,
answer is no. You know what I
okay.
mean?
Yes, I
I
do.
know there's such a thing as winning ugly, and I've definitely done that before. But I am the type of person where I want to play my best every single day, and I get frustrated whenever like I don't. Like even after my matches this weekend, like the first match I didn't finish, but the second match I won, and after the matches I was like wanting to hit more balls because like something didn't feel right, or you know. But yeah.
If you were to say, or if you could recall, and this is probably putting you on the spot a little bit, if you were to say there was a match that you played perfectly, either this past year or at NCAAs, what match do you think it was?
I don't think I can say one specific match, but there are like periods in matches. One that comes to mind is when I played Julia in NCAAs, my first set against her, like best tennis I've ever played.
Really?
Yeah.
In what regard? What makes it perfect? What's that golden standard that makes it perfect for to you?
It was just easy. Everything was just easy. I mean, the court was open, like, and my serves were going in the box. Like, my forehand felt good. I was volleying really well. Everything just like fell into place. I was moving well. Like, everything was just good. Like, there wasn't one thing that I felt that was like, but yeah. I mean, it's hard to like keep that level for an entire match. So, yeah. I mean, that's the one that can that. Comes to my mind like right away. I'm sure I've had like other matches in the past for sure where I've had like that same level, but that's one that comes to mind for sure.
Is the and maybe that's where kind of that frustration comes from, and correct me if I'm wrong, when you try to be that perfect all the time, off the court or on the court for sure, because it's just such a higher standard to understand how to compete. Like if you were to give one piece of advice to your younger self, would it be to maybe not be a perfectionist or be a perfectionist or just be who you are?
I think yeah, I wouldn't tell my younger self to not be a perfectionist. I think that's what makes me who I am. So,
Okay, great.
I would just say to be myself. I think being a perfectionist is what brought me to where I am,
I love that.
right now. So,
And
yeah.
so if you were to give advice, if it wasn't that, from everything that you've learned now, if you were to tell like 10-year-old you one piece of advice to tell her about your journey or to help her journey, what would you say?
Oh gosh, that's a hard question.
Brought critical thinking. Welcome.
keep working hard and it's gonna pay off. I
I
think
like
that's
it.
really,
No, it's great. And I love that because for you, it's you're there, and it's hard to. I think it's one of the hardest things to kind of continue to do it, right? And to keep that momentum going. And there's just so much more positives to come your way, right? There has to be.
Yeah, and with everything that I've been through in my career, I was hurt for a really long time. I was out for 3 years, through my junior career. So having gone through that and still being able to come into college tennis and have the success that I've had, I think, I mean, I would probably tell my younger self, like, you're gonna go through some stuff, but like you're gonna be okay.
No,
And
that's awesome.
it's gonna be fun.
No, that's easy. I think that's perfect in that sense because I'm actually very curious. What did you do that you were injured for 3 years?
I dislocated my kneecaps. Not at the same time. I dislocated one and had surgery on that one.
Thank you for clarifying that it wasn't both at the same time.
Oh my God, that would be terrible. I mean, it was terrible
It's
anyways, but
still
yeah, both at
worse.
the same time would be even worse. Yeah, no. I dislocated the first one in 2019, had surgery and came back from that, and then like 3 months after I was back, I did the same thing to the other knee. So it was like 3 years total that I was out.
How did you, this might sound rude, but how did you stay sane? How did you stay like just mentally still locked in?
I kept myself busy with school, really.
Okay, fine. That's
Yeah,
fair.
I focused on school and just hanging out with my friends. And honestly, it was through COVID too. Time went by so unbelievably fast. It was weird.
I think you're the only person to ever say that about the COVID stint.
Yeah, for me, it went by very fast. Like all of a sudden, I was back on the court and it had, like, I healed. And I was allowed to start playing again. I was like, wow.
Wow, COVID didn't happen to me. I was just
Yeah,
sitting in my room.
basically, basically. Because I was already homeschooled, so it's not like I had to miss out on school. Like, I lived
You
my
still
normal
could.
life,
I love
pretty
that.
much, without the tennis. But
That,
yeah.
but that's great. And look where you are now. It's all paid off. Still
Yeah,
pay, and
everything
it's still
happens for a
paying for.
reason. It's still
Yes,
paying off, for
it's still
sure.
paying off. It's still continuous. We're still continuing on.
Yes.
DJ, thank you so much for joining us. I really do appreciate it, and good luck for the
Thank
rest of your
you.
season.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
Course, DJ. Thank you.